Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Visit LegalZoom.com to save on your legal needs like wills for $69, LLCs for $99, plus filing fees, and also get access to a network of legal plan attorneys for guidance. LegalZoom is not a law firm, but provides self-help services at your specific direction. Enter discount code TMOS for more savings at LegalZoom. That's discount code TMOS.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Wise men say...
You still got Carlini on the brain.
Only fools drop... Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the floor of the Las Vegas Convention Center. This is Mike O'Mara from the Mike O'Mara Show. And we are here, day number three, in beautiful Lost Wages, Nevada. And the opening of the show today... I've seen so many wondrous things, Oscar.
Yeah, technology's everywhere.
I've seen so many...
Skies of blue.
Breathtaking things.
Seas of green.
There's one particular product that stayed with me.
Really?
Yesterday, we were making our way out of the broadcast center, and we were on the way back to our hotel, and we stopped by one of the booths where they have headphones. Now, we're all disc jockeys. We use headphones. 30 years.
Every
headphones
day.
On our head.
Yes.
I'm very fond of my headphones. But we see this booth with these headphones. And
you're drawn to them like a siren song.
I actually went to sleep thinking about those headphones.
Mm, look at you.
They
but you know, not on the
better
floor.
Than mine. What?
You didn't fall asleep on the floor.
No,
there.
This is
you
last
went
night.
Home and they stayed
this,
with you.
This is last night in the Venetian Hotel.
The Venetian.
You dreamt and of these headphones.
I woke up this morning and I said, I'm going to do something I've never done.
What?
I'm going to walk up to the individual who was talking to me about these headphones, and I'm going to say, I will give you the opening segment of my show, this podcast, this overwhelmingly successful internet enterprise that also has a small radio station in Iowa that listens to us and puts us on to.
God bless
but
him.
Hi, Steve.
I said, I will give you the opening segment of my show, sir, white-haired gentleman, who I'm going to introduce in a moment.
Yes?
If you... give me a pair of headphones.
Wow.
Hi.
Wow.
How are you?
Isn't that payola?
My name is... Yes, it is. Well, it was in the days of radio, but this
it
is
never,
my show.
It never is if you announce that you're doing it. Mike, there's nothing underhanded about what you're doing. It's just sleazy.
Now, the name of these headphones, I think, says it all. I would like to welcome now, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show studios, Mr. Ray Windsor. From German Maestro Headphones.
Yeah.
Woo!
We saw Ray yesterday. Ray, let's not make any secret about it. You've been in the game a long time, correct?
A little bit.
Yeah, and you said to me, take these headphones. We're broadcasters. Yeah. He said, well, these are the heavy-duty ones. They had how many different styles of headphones?
We have eight commercial headphones,
but the ones that you said when we said we were podcast radio guys, you said, these are the professional ones. You said, go ahead. Throw it down on the ground and step on them.
Oh.
Do you remember that?
That's what you do all the time.
Oh, you weren't there.
No, you do that all the time at home.
I break
that's
because we respect our headphones.
But we never tell him to do it. He just does it.
I break my headphones all the time. So this morning, I'm at breakfast with Rob and Pony.
Yes.
And I said, I'm going to go by and see if Ray is there. And I'm going to ask him to come on the show because I liked his headphones so much.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I said, Ray, even though, you know, I liked you and I liked the headphones, I was wondering if there, you know, could be a little consideration.
Well, let me say this. 2 weeks ago, I was in Florida, Fort Myers, Florida, with my friend Mike O'Mara.
Yes, the Florida studio.
Popular broadcaster Mike O'Mara?
Yes.
That's the
Ray,
guy.
And Ray, don't worry. This is what we always do. Don't be afraid. We are going to get to you and your headphones in a
that's
second.
Where at that point.
Rob, do you have the Florida music?
I have the Florida
He's
music.
He's referencing Florida. We have it today.
Where at that point, after Mr. Mike O'Mara went for a swim, he felt energized.
Yes.
He said, Oscar, today I'm going to embezzle from the company
and
buy new headphones.
Right.
And then he said, which is hard as a rock, by the way.
Thank you very much. Enough of that. Enough of that stuff. Let's get on to Ray Windsor from German Maestro Headphones. Ray, I have to tell you that there are, I don't know how many booths here. There are thousands of people that are hawking headphones.
Right.
But yours, I don't know. They struck me, Ray. What would you like to say about German Maestro headphones?
Wiping the dust prints off of them from the feet and the shoes that have stepped on them, but the headphones are incredible, right?
Yes. Yeah, did you really mean it? If I'd taken those headphones off the little mannequin they were on and like stomped on them.
Oh my God.
He's twisting them
he
around.
He just twisted them around, and most headphones would break if you did that.
Yes.
This is true.
I'm shocked.
These are the kind of headphones that nobody's ever heard of, but that everybody who knows about headphones and how to use them wants to have.
Well, there are tens of thousands of people that are going to hear about them today. German Maestro. Are these the kind of headphones you can see in regular retailers that you can roll out there?
Oh, sure. You buy these on Amazon.
Okay, yeah. On Amazon.
Absolutely.
But I don't know.
This is a great guy.
He's a 10.
He's a 10. 10. Amazon, through our link. Do it and buy two.
And those are the heaviest duty ones you sell. What's the name of that model that you're wearing?
Well, this is called the GMP.
The GMP.
835D.
The GMP 835D.
Oh, I thought it was the C. It's the D?
The D.
Okay. Rob, be nice to our guest.
I love this man.
Stop it.
You.
All right, so.
If you're interested in size, these are serious, right?
Okay.
So, what's good about them are, I think, three things.
Okay.
The audio quality, certainly for guys that have to listen to headphones and judge how they're sounding.
Well, that's what
really
I noticed when
right?
when I put them on. That's what I remember, because they're all trying to get you to put their headphones on here, but I remembered yours.
You know, Panasonic makes electronics for cars, audio things for cars.
Right.
They use these headphones to judge what the car sounds like.
The governor.
See, all right. That's Ray's been in the business a long time. That's the kind of stuff I like.
Yeah.
That's something that I will hear. When I put them on my head, I swear to God, I remembered them. We were talking about headphones because I hate to malign one product to say another product's good.
Never good.
But the fact is,
yes.
You know, you walk out of the convention center and there are Jimmy Buffett's headphones out there.
Okay? Yeah.
And I'm sorry, You know, have a margarita, but no. Please. Yeah. And they're pretty colors, but come on.
I put salt on the edge of them. And they still suck.
But if you wear headphones, and like regular people that wear headphones, usually what happens is after 20 minutes, they have to take them off because you get that headache behind your ears.
Yeah, they're super light. That's another thing I like about
them. A lot of pressure on your ears with that.
Right.
The German Maestro headphones don't need the pressure to make them sound proper. So there's a specification called Newtons. That's how much pressure it is against the head.
Right.
And our 835 headphones are 5.5 newtons, and the closest competition is usually about 13.7.
So the weight is almost negligible.
Exactly. They disappear on your head from a physical point of view, as opposed to giving you a headache after 20 minutes.
Have a history. I mean, the company has a history, too, right?
Yes, we do have. We talk about that sometimes, too. We were the second manufacturer of stereo headphones in the world behind Koss. Koss did it in 59, and we did it in 61.
Wow.
And the thing that makes Ray a good salesman.
1959.
Ray didn't even know that we have that partnership with Amazon.
Yes.
Yeah.
So when the first thing out of his mouth, you can get them on Amazon. That just
perfect.
Yeah. You did
perfect.
Your job, Ray.
Yeah.
You did your job. How long have you been with the company? And you're a great sport to come on here.
We started this company in 2008, so it's a relatively new company.
And now, I think this is
relatively new brand. The company has a lot of heritage.
And then people can look it up. It's German Maestro, right?
Yeah. That's what German-Maestro.de.
Okay.
Oh, cool.
DE for Deutsch.
Yeah. I have to ask you this before we let you go. Was the segment everything you expected it would be?
No.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the most important question. Ray, when can I expect my headphones?
See ya.
Oh! Get out of here, you son of a bitch. Start the show, Rob. We're out of here.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you.
You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I like dudes with masculine voices, man, like a Teddy Pendergrass. You know, Teddy just come out, take the lyrics and go, you got what I need. And scare the bitches into liking him. That motherfucker is crazy. Throw your panties on the stage. That's what's happening. I like Elvis Presley. Really, I give credit where credit is due. When Elvis was young, he was a bad motherfucker, boy. Elvis was bad. Sing his ass off. He sang so good, they let him do movies. He couldn't act.
They said, it, let him sing all his dialogue.
They did. Everything Elvis said, they said, Elvis, we got to win this race.
We got to win this race.
Elvis, want some lemonade?
Lemonade.
That cool, refreshing drink.
Let him sing till it was over, too. Elvis was 42 years old. Remember right before he croaked? He would come out. His stomach was all fat and shit. And his butt be sticking out, looking like he had a shitty walk on the stage like this.
I've lived a life this full. I've traveled each. And every boy we owe, but more, what's more than this? Excuse me.
Live from the 2014 International CES in fabulous and exciting Las Vegas, Encore Insurance presents the Mike O'Mara Rose Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. And now, from the Encore Insurance mobile studio, here's Mike.
See, the real thing
you
here,
see.
You see, the real thing is, I just don't feel like I would have been justified in being here if I didn't grab a guy from a booth.
Of course.
Like old school radio and bring him over to our broadcast site. And he was like, Oscar saw the cell.
Yeah.
He was so concerned about what it was going to.
He didn't want to be maligned.
And then, like, as usual, when anybody has any interaction with the Mike O'Mara show, he leaves a satisfied customer. You know what the one question was? When can I get a copy of this?
Yeah, of course.
Mike was Fred Astaire. Because he was dancing.
He was dancing.
Not on the show, to get the guy in here.
Yeah,
he didn't know what we did. He didn't know exactly what we were all about.
But we want to thank Palmer Courtland for coming by.
Let me ask you this question. The current headphones you have on.
Roger Sterling was terrific.
That's who it is!
It was great to have him on the show.
You have the receipt.
The receipt for?
The current headphones you have on.
Yes, I do.
Yes. Well,
then you will be getting a little money back.
Oscar's thinking about the bottom line.
That's
an expensive trip to Las Vegas. We are live. More expensive for some than others. We are live from the Cappy Fiber Studios. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, broadcasting all over the planet and powered by Encore Insurance Services with over 22 million downloads. We're at MikeOMaraShow.com, and we are heard over the air on the mighty 1630 KCJJ in the heart of the heartland. Go Hawks. The Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners in the world. Why?
Why, Mike?
Because they get it.
Yes, and you get headphones.
This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by our friends at Encore. They're the sole reason we are out here, and we want to thank them for sponsoring our trip to the Consumer Electronics Show in beautiful Las Vegas. Encore Insurance is the best company you can use when you want to get life insurance because they shop everybody. They survey the most highly rated companies in the insurance industry to compare premiums. Encore does all the work for you so you don't have to. Popular internet disc jockey Oscar Santana, he is a fan of Oscar.
Of course.
Encore as well.
Encore.
They insure me, and I slept in three different hotels last night.
That is the best thing is you never know. It's like trying to track down Elvis in this town. You never know what hotel Oscar will be at.
He loves him, and just call toll-free 1-866-347-5748 to get a free life insurance quote. It's all free.
Great
There's
people.
No obligation, and no salesman will visit you if you prefer computers, like so many people around here.
You know
here.
What? So many people at this CES show, Mike, they love the electronics.
They do, indeed.
Transistors, all that stuff, like extension cords.
And they walk on the wrong side of the hall.
Yeah.
Just visit SmartTerm.com. That's SmartTerm.com. That's where you'll find the license disclaimer and quality consumer service. Encore Insurance Services. Stop paying too much. Protect your family the smart way at SmartTerm.com. We're really, really grateful to Encore, and I really would say if you're the kind of P1 that actually says, man, I'd love to do everything they need us to support.
To help out, yeah.
You know, we're still the mom and pop shop
here,
so give them a call at 866-347-5748. I rarely take the time, you know, I'll sit there and talk to a guy with headphones for 5 minutes, but I really take the time to thank all the good folks that have made it possible for us to do so much nice stuff at Encore Insurance.
I know they drive on the left side in England, right? Do you think?
I'm not sure. I'm going to be monitoring you when you start down this road.
When you went to
because this is territory I want to be handling.
When you visited the Orient, what side do they drive on?
It's Asia, Rob.
Okay.
It's not the
Orient.
Great
band.
You're going to get us in
the
trouble.
The Far East.
You know? No. I'm sorry.
No. I've been denied.
He has forbid the discussion. Rob is not included in the thread, except for his like tiny patter, but not anything germane to the discussion.
All right. I'm curious.
We are at the 2014 International CES,
and it's very international.
In the legendary Las Vegas Convention Center. It's just a issue I had with people walking on the wrong side of the sidewalk.
Well, it's tough. It's tough here.
It's frustrating.
Because the sidewalks are so narrow.
Yes.
They're
Oscar's
so
voice
narrow.
Is so low today.
And I will,
you know, it's really tough.
I will say this also.
It's so true.
What's frustrating to me is everybody here from every country here, everybody's in a hurry.
Yeah,
I ran
everybody,
here.
Everybody is in a super hurry, and everybody is me first. It's just I think the speed of technology matches up with a lot of the guests that are here at the CES.
Yeah, and you know what? And it's contagious. Even yesterday, I'm not a person who's usually in a hurry. I couldn't wait to give all of my money to Pearl Bailey, the blackjack dealer.
Okay. Jesus, he is on it.
I have something really awkward to bring up, so when you're ready, I'll tell you.
Well, I believe in no waiting.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So
I believe in no waiting
this morning,
whatsoever.
Oh, by the way, great night last night. last night, guys. Two thumbs up.
Yeah, cool. I was sitting at a penny slot machine right off the main concourse to our hotel rooms. And because I was there and I'm such a degenerate and I spend the whole night there, I was still looking. I saw everybody
like
that
went by. Like a security guard.
It could have been a security guard. And I noticed that conspicuously, Oscar Santana, who left me, I want to say, at maybe 11-ish?
11-ish.
11-ish would be the time.
Sounds about right, yeah.
And I love this little silly, stupid machine. And I stayed on it all night long. And I got to bed in the wee hours, like 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. And I will tell you, I did not see Oscar return.
No, oh dear. No, no.
I did not see you return.
The RA did not see me walk by. So last night, I end up gambling. I don't even know how it happened, because all I wanted to do was go to bed. Right?
You were going to, when you saw me, the last I saw you, you were going to a blackjack table.
Yeah, I was going to. And somehow.
And that was at our home base,
yeah,
right?
Somehow, yes. I ended up gambling there, doing very well, and meeting a couple friends. Why do I make friends with guys all the time?
Because I think you have an underlying desire to be with men.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But regardless.
It is easier.
Which, there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong at all with that. I mean,
I'm a gay American.
There's nothing wrong with that at all.
And as a rule, it offers less resistance.
I don't care.
Oh my God. I would say I'm a good time and people want to hang out with you.
Sure.
Right? Yeah.
So, I know I do.
So we were winning.
You're a very positive guy in those early stages of alcohol.
And then the gentleman next to me said, "Hey, let's go gamble at the Hard Rock." And I said, "You know what? Why not? We're winning. We can take our winning ways to the Hard Rock Hotel."
Sure. Bring the luck with you.
Went to the Hard Rock Hotel Casino.
So this is after midnight.
This
I would imagine.
Probably 2 a.m.
You know the rule that I was talking about the other day.
Nothing happens.
Nothing good happens. Good happens after midnight.
Yes. And by the way, are you totally adjusted, or is this really closer to 5 a.m.? Because that's East Coast time. It's practically daybreak.
I would say it's daybreak.
Yeah, okay.
Because I was emailing my girlfriend at 6 a.m.
And she's awake.
Yes, wow. She's awake.
That's right.
And I got like 4.5 hours, and I thought that I was going to be coming in here on the unable to perform list.
No, you're doing great.
No, I was saying to myself, I ended up waking, you wake up and you have that first half hour where you're like, and then all of a sudden they'll say, "Hey, fantastic, breakfast."
Right.
Well, it's Vegas, so anything can happen, right?
Right, sure.
End up gambling. They're doing very well. Get a room comped out of the blue, which is very kind of them.
You get a room comped at the Hard Rock?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
And I know how your brain works. You got a room comped. You don't need it, but you wanted to use it.
Gotta have it.
Clearly.
Gotta have it.
Why not stay there?
Use it with a guy?
No, I did it by myself.
You take your friend up there?
No. My friend left.
You want to gamble? Take a chance on me.
Oh, my God. Gay. I continued gambling.
Right.
And then I got my room comped, went to bed. Woe is me. What
Wait
a
minute.
Day.
You went to bed at the Hard Rock?
Yes.
Oh my God. He didn't even come back to our hotel to sleep,
Mike.
Oh,
my God.
Did they comp you a toothbrush?
I brought you something. I brought you a gift.
Yes. I filed it.
Yes. Oh, in the trash can? Yes. Oh, my God. Those things probably cost $40.
No, they don't cost $40.
Jerk.
He's such a great salesman.
You jerk.
They're
Hard Rock Hotel Las Vegas drumsticks.
Exactly.
You drunk.
Yeah.
You drunky. You drunky.
That is cheap. Those are cheaper than mints on the pillow.
I actually will keep these.
Thank you very much.
Drum us something on the table.
All right.
You filed them in the trash can.
I probably shouldn't drum on my Mac, should I?
No, not a good idea.
No.
But we have a wooden table here.
We do.
And this is called paradiddle. Okay. All right. Please talk amongst yourselves. I'm going to mic the drums.
And what's so great is these drumsticks moments ago were in the trash, and now they're going to entertain thousands of people. Mike O'Mara.
Oh.
Want some more?
You can do this. Here we go.
Yeah!
Woo! Nice job.
That is a drum rudiment known as paradiddle. Thank
well
you very
done.
Much.
Well
I'd
done.
Like to see the Tech Talk Texan do that.
For sale.
Guess what just happened? Is he just started making his mic his drumming face.
So. This morning I wake up and I'm like, oh my God, what happened last
night?
Right. Most, I think a lot of people have been down that road.
Sure.
Right?
He woke up with a cranberry juice and his butt was bleeding.
That's right.
And I realized that I had not lost any money somehow.
Cool.
I was up $300.
That's great.
Which is great, right? Mm. And then you go back down.
Yeah,
it's a foreign feeling. I've read about it.
Yeah. And then you go. And then I start reading my email because I have to start working because I like to work.
Right.
And the first email I have is from our friends at PayPal. And it says, "Mr. Matthew Bloom has stopped subscribing to the Big O and Duke's premium service."
Yeah, that's right.
Really? Really?
What? How dare you?
Way to go, Pony.
I'm so sorry.
That's terrible.
Maybe this is his way of saying he needs a raise from this job.
Remember, what remember the petty part of me, the petty man. Excellent.
What happened to you this week where the man has given you life, this man right here, and purpose and a job?
Oh, boy.
That has stopped you from paying the petty sum of the monthly service that says, it said Matthew Bloom has stopped subscribing to Big O and Duke's Reloaded.
Before he answers.
Pony boy, won't you be my pony boy? My pony boy!
It's pony time! Get up!
Stop subscribing to Big O and Dukes right now!
You put a stinger on it?
It's the BAMF! We had requests to return the BAMF in 2014, and I thought that was the best place
and
for it.
And what part of you would think I wouldn't see that?
Do you
I know
get
your
notified?
Name.
Do you get notified on every PayPal?
Yes.
Wow.
For both shows.
Wow. So you know about all the stuff I've been stealing?
I just saw all I did. I saw Matthew Bloom. I said this must be an error, and I sent an email probably around 6:30 a.m. this morning.
But it has to be him. Do you know it's this Matthew Bloom?
Oh, well, I do, because I forwarded it to him with a question mark.
Oh, can boy. You please explain yourself to Mr.
Yes,
Santana?
I can. Well, when I was testing our monthly package, I had to buy the subscription to our package twice. And then when I was canceling those, I accidentally canceled everything.
No, that wasn't an accident, my friend. You have to go out of your way to cancel.
Guess who's Fred Astaire now?
Did you receive my email?
I did.
Did you respond to it?
Not yet.
Did you think that maybe this would go away?
I was hoping it wouldn't be noticed.
But, you know, but why did you cancel the subscription? What is the real reason?
Well, the Mike O'Mara Show is the only one I need.
I just wrote him that line.
I love it. I love that you use your most careful penmanship for that, Mike.
You see how careful I was.
Very well, you wanted to make him read it.
Right? How much Absolutely. Did you lose that you had to cancel that subscription?
Oh, geez. Well, it's $9. That's a lot.
No. How much did you lose this week that made you think this is what I'm going to
he
do?
He won't
today?
Gamble.
You know, I didn't gamble.
He
really?
Won't gamble.
Yeah.
He lost like 40 cents for Mike.
Well, Oscar made the connection in his lack of sleep that Pony had actually, was trying to edit his expenses because he'd lost money here in Las Vegas.
That's what I was trying to do.
Right. Now,
have bought that excuse?
I would have bought that excuse.
Oh, you see, Pony, you should have said that.
Damn it.
Yeah,
really?
You blew it. You have nothing. You have nothing.
You've got nothing. Nothing is left anymore.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
All right. How you doing? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
Look, I want you to.
Is
just,
it
I
too much
to,
me?
I want you to eat a dozen donuts. I want you to stop smoking.
Get a hooker. Do something.
Do something fun. Really, just, you know, I worry about you.
I'm having a great time here.
Okay.
What was the highlight of your day yesterday?
Yesterday was...
Do you miss the gliders?
I do.
You know what? He does.
Cagney
you know,
and Lacey, do you
he,
miss...
He comes back to the room, Mike, and he gets all ginny. Because about 4 o'clock local time, I hear the tinkle of ice cubes in a glass. Right. And I hear... Blip, 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 blip.
Oh, there's
because,
no ice cubes.
Well, sometimes... There has been ice, hasn't there?
Mm-mm.
We've had so I don't hear the tinkle of ice cubes, but thanks for supporting the story.
There's rocks in
it's
your head.
Straight.
Yeah, and then so he gets, you know, blip, blip, blip.
Those are rocks in your head, stupid.
Your brain has the ice in it. And so he's walking around our suite with, you know, 2 fingers of gin, the
and
only
I,
thing
I,
he bought at the drugstore, and he says, I miss the girls.
Oh, you
Miley,
miss the girls?
Miley and Miracle, the sugar gliders. Have you got an
Correct
update?
Me if I'm wrong. This happened.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Have you gotten an update on them?
Yeah, they're doing great.
Okay.
They're doing wonderful.
How are your butt cheeks? Because how do you say these? Well, I love these animals, right? And I respect them.
And how are your butt cheeks?
They're great. Like, oh, okay. I checked this morning. I was okay.
Yeah, I bet you did.
So, you made a new friend at the Hard Rock, right?
No, you know, he left me.
Mike, how do you think he found that money he won? It was in his butt cheeks.
Not that this isn't stimulating, but I want to get back to you with the Hard Rock. The guy you met. Did you meet him at the Venetian?
At the blackjack table.
And then you guys went
An
over
An older
the
gentleman.
Now,
yes.
was
at
he
any
dancing?
Time, did you get the impression that he was interested in
no,
you?
No. Because I can get that vibe.
You get the gaydar.
Yeah. Right. No,
was he dancing for you or for a crowd?
Was the Hard Rock fun?
We were recklessly gambling. Yeah. And right. I think he liked the way I gambled because it was reckless. And I was winning and he was winning.
And you were at a blackjack table.
Yes.
You know, like doubling fair, down and you were putting large
he
bets
He was
down.
Up probably $12,000 at one
Real?
Point. Oh yes.
To be fair with Oscar, the best way to make a friend fast is to win with somebody at a table.
Oh, absolutely.
You yes. really link up.
Because what I would do is this.
I remember a crap table in my early days of coming to Las Vegas mm. when I had no money and I really didn't know what I was doing. And I rolled at a crap table 74 straight rolls.
Oh, my God.
And I didn't know the game. I didn't know the game yeah. that well. And I knew I was making a little bit of money. Some guy said, you could have made $25,000 the way you were rolling. And then I'm like, okay, I'm leaving. And everybody goes, no!
No, oh, yeah. Because they're betting on you. Yes. Yeah, yeah.
That's why exactly. he said, let's go to the Hard Rock.
Right.
Because I started, mind you, I only had $300, right?
Right.
And it was a $25 table. So every time I would gamble
right.
or take a bet, I just keep putting it all in. And
so you were doubling and redoubling.
Redoubling.
And then you went to bed you were at the Hard Rock this morning before the show.
Yes.
So you slept there in the same outfit you're wearing at the Hard Rock.
And I wore yesterday, yes.
Now, that all sounds awkward, but is there anything else in this story that we've missed that was more awkward?
The awkward part was when the gentleman who was up $12,000
yes.
lost probably $20,000 at the Hard Rock where he was staying.
Right.
Oh, so he's $8,000 in the wrong
and
direction.
And the pit boss had to come, because apparently, I don't know how the credit works here. I don't know right. how that works. And he had to sign off on another marker. That was awkward.
That is awkward.
Yes, and that's
was he not your friend anymore?
We weren't friends after that.
Oh, no. Really?
Well, he wasn't mad at me.
He just pissed off.
He forgot about me. But
he had bigger fish to fry, yes. Mike.
And like so many people here in Las Vegas,
yes.
got consumed with his losing.
Yes. Yes.
Well, it's glad that you made it home
alive and well.
I'm yeah. happy.
And thank you, Pony.
You're welcome.
It's a delight when we come and see him here.
I have not shared with any of you, although I enjoyed Oscar's story.
Yes.
But I have not shared with any of you hooker fun in Vegas.
Oh.
Wow.
I don't know what it is about your boy, but the ladies that are the pros seem to seek me out.
I think it's the headphones.
At all times, I will have the stories of that, plural, two different hooker stories.
Look at you.
When I come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Every time I hit your Crystal City, you know you're going to make a red out of me.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Our segment is brought to you by AC Lens. I should mention, we are on the floor of the Las Vegas Convention Center at the 2014 International CES. It's a new year and a great chance for a new you. It's a great and easy way with AC Lens to add a little wow.
Hey, wow.
To your look with new glasses. And you're in luck because the place to go is aclens.com. They have all the great brands of eyeglasses. We tell you all the time. They've got sunglasses as well. The classic names like Ray-Ban and Oakley and up-and-coming brands like Superdry and Zubug.
Zubug!
AC Lens is your one-stop shop for all your optical needs. All purchases have a 365-day guarantee with secure online shopping. And you can also order by phone at 888-248-LENS. Right now, get 20% off and free shipping on all glasses, sunglasses, and reading glasses with free returns on everything. Go to aclens.com and enter our code TMOS20. That's TMOS20 and get ready to save.
Love it.
Award-winning service with free shipping and fast delivery, style you can afford, and quality you can see at aclens.com. Some exemptions apply. See site for details. Now, the other night, maybe I want to say it's Saturday. I think it was Saturday night. I'm where I love to be. I'm in the casino, and I am very content to while away the hours mm-hmm. at my newfound friend, the penny slot machine.
Yes.
Which has been kind to me. Not that I've won, but it's just I don't lose.
Well, what happens
because you can't
is-
really, you, yes, you can lose lots of money on a penny slot, but not at the same incredible.
You lose at a very relaxed
rate.
Now, I have a question for you about the mind, the psyche of the penny slot machine.
Yes.
Because there are a lot of machines on the floor that are quarter slots. And a right. lot of people look at that and say, I can't afford 25 cents on a pull.
You mean I can afford?
No, people that look at, there are people that would say, that seems a lot, 25 cents a bet. And then
okay.
they see the penny machine and they say, right. I can afford a penny. But when you read the fine print,
it's usually
the minimum is 40 cents.
Yeah,
40
also,
cents?
And the max bet is usually $1.50 or $2.50.
So it really.
In pennies.
Yeah, in pennies.
It is. Oh, people
yeah.
are seeing the penny slot.
Number one moneymaker for the casino, at least I'm told this. I'm
yes.
not sure. Don't quote me on it. But the fact is, number one moneymaker for a casino is the penny slot
machine. I didn't realize that the max bet was $1.50.
Yeah, or $2.50 in some cases.
Yeah, so I mean, mean, it can actually be big money. Of course, Oscar likes to play the 10,000 penny slot.
Did I go into detail on the show again. The other day? Did I talk about the hooker directly approaching me the other night?
Yes.
And she walks over to me and she said something like, "Where's the wife?"
Mm.
And I'm trying to, you know, it was at LVH. It was LVH. That's where it happened.
Okay.
It was at LVH.
Was she old like everything else in that hotel?
Well, the thing about she was actually young to the point of it bugged me.
Upsetting.
Oh, yeah, my God.
There's a lot of that. And we talked about it on the news the other day with the Super Bowl, and there's a lot of that going on. Not the trafficking, because I don't think they're being forced to do it, but these are.
Celebrities,
you know,
she resembled?
I don't remember from the other night.
Patton Oswalt?
It happened again. Last night.
Really?
Last night.
What vibe are you throwing off, or what is your cologne?
This one, I'm going to cop to it. Carla, I apologize for this, but I glanced over, and there was a woman in a tight kind of miniskirt, and, you know, like you do, you're a guy.
Yeah.
We all look. If you don't look, you die.
Yeah.
I looked at her, and she was looking at me, and just for 1 second, I turned away. I went, oh, no. I've done it now because
you made eye contact.
And I turned away and I wasn't paying attention. And then she came over and they just attached themselves to me, her and her friend. And it was ongoing.
The good time girls.
The good time girls. And I, you know, I'm sitting there at my little penny machine right off the concourse going into the hotel rooms. And, you know, I wasn't going to shoo them away. I also wasn't going to, invite the young ladies up to my hotel room.
Sure.
But the conversation with my level of alcohol consumption, the patter was interesting to me.
You were flirting.
But also at the same, no, because it was more of a, we're talking about her nursing school, and we're talking about her friend. And then her friend, I said, and what do you do? And her friend looks at me and goes, I'm a philosopher. And I said, oh, isn't that great? And and then she said something like,
much money in that?
But I follow Jesus Christ. I said, oh, you're religious? No, it's not religion. I follow Jesus Christ. And I'm sitting there, and the other one's going
on
nursing
Twitter?
School. And said, we drove in from Los Angeles, and they're going. And during this entire discussion, I realized, you know.
Are you still gambling while you're talking to them?
Yes. I'm not going to let anything get them in the
multitasking.
Way. Multitasking. I'm not going to get so. But at the same time, as I'm having a conversation with these not unattractive women,
right.
I'm realizing, you know, they're not on the floor of the Venetian going to seek out Tubby McFatass to have a conversation.
Yeah,
with.
Maybe the more attractive. Maybe the more attractive hookers don't hang around the penny slots.
They weren't unattractive, Rob.
Okay. Yeah,
they were not unattractive.
But yesterday, you were dressed young and sporty.
You thought the look was okay?
You. Yeah.
Thank you.
You were Sporty
you,
Spice last night. It wasn't big sweatshirt. I went to Dillard's.
It wasn't my Florida outfit. Florida music. Hey, you won't get any older and you won't ever die. I'm in the mood for love.
Tomorrow.
Simply because I've got one.
Tune in tomorrow when Mike debuts his faultless Hume Cronin.
Yeah.
You had a nice sporty t-shirt on, some
I'm
good jeans.
I'm actually trying to process a Hume Cronin impression.
I can't
right
come
now.
Up with it in my head.
Wow. So you looked younger. You actually were dressed younger.
Hold on, here we go.
Would you like to dance with me?
Oh!
Anyway, all right, I don't know.
That sounded like the guy that Oscar was with at the Hard Rock.
Sounded like Bob Skin, the guy that used to own our business.
Do you like the trees?
Do you like the trees out front? So, here's the deal. And the reason I'm not being...
Did you prolong it?
Yeah, I didn't prolong it, but I didn't want to be, because there was no prolonging it for me, because they were sitting there, and you know how you have a slot machine, and then you have the little area that's got the ashtray can be there, or it's just a
like
little
blank. Like the end table.
It's like a table.
Yes.
Right. And she's sitting on the table, and her friend's at a slot machine in back of me, and I had kind of a feeling of, you know, is my wallet in the right place?
Yeah.
You know, there was a dangerous vibe coming off of them. They were much younger than me.
A tag team.
But it was a little bit disturbing, but at the same time, because I am not an expert. I think I've got my hooker radar pretty well honed because I've been out here a lot of times. But at the same time, you can't just completely come out and say it. Now, when I was solicited the other night, I said, I was very, very pointed. I said, get another Mark, honey.
Yeah.
And she's gone, which, never to be seen again.
Which is crazy because your name is not Mark.
There was no direct solicitation from either one of these women.
So was
so
there
they were
a,
just they were just sitting there
to
talking
to be fair
to
and
me.
Be honest.
Yeah.
Was there a point, because we had a good time before you went back to the
sure,
penny slot
right.
machine. Was there a point you were like, they're really into me?
No, never, never, never for 1 second.
And was there a point when you were even if you didn't feel they were into you, you were enjoying the fact that this game was going down.
Sure. Yeah. I didn't mind it because, I mean, it's no... Because
it's fun. You're in control. Ultimately, you're
no
in control.
There's no end game that I'm concerned about. Right. I'm not worried about it. But at the same time, I wasn't so sure, because I don't know, that they were pros, that I could be, you know, and there was not a solicitation. That would have ended things. I would have said, you know, pound sand, get another mark. I would have used the same line. However, so it became conversational, and they're just hanging out. And when it came to an end, it was not anything I did. I'm playing the game,
right?
And they're going back and forth. There was a dangerous element to them. It was an uncomfortable element. And I was kind of getting burned out by it because they gave off a really evil kind of vibe. And then I didn't have to end the conversation because out of the crowd, a guy comes in. He's all cop. He looks all cop. He says, "Ladies, can I see your IDs?" And he flashes a badge.
Oh, wow.
Right next to that slot machine that I was standing at. He flashes, and it's the sheriff's badge out here in Vegas. I think that's the state police badge.
Yes.
And he flashes it to them, and they're like, oh. And they didn't even blink.
Really?
They didn't even blink.
They scurried.
And then they were out of here. So I continue.
Like cockroaches when the lights come on.
They showed
hey, that's an interesting word for them.
He didn't. Obviously, their IDs checked out, so he showed them the ideas. Yeah. The IDs. And then I continued to play, and they said, well, we're going to get going. And I said, well, nice chatting with you. Good luck to both of you. Good luck with your nursing, and good luck with your philosophizing. And they went off into the casino, and then...
And then the sheriff sat down?
The sheriff said, let's go to the Hard Rock.
Here's the thing. I think when that happens, maybe, your normal person is probably going to... totally freak out.
Sure.
Yeah. Like he's going to just sit there and go, you know, he's going to run. I was unfazed by it because...
did nothing wrong.
But I also thought they probably were working girls. I'm not sure that I would be able to bet the home on it, but I'm almost sure.
Maybe they recognized you.
No, F no. Because they were talking about random things.
Maybe they were here for CES.
So here's where I got the confirmation, okay? So they split, right? They split. Maybe 20 minutes goes by. And they came back over here, and they came, and I'm like, now it's starting to get a little concerned.
They came back to you.
Right.
And they circled back?
They came back, and they said, we can't get into the club. Will you come with us?
Oh.
And I said, no, ladies, no. My dance card is full.
What type of club?
And, I have no idea. Didn't get it. Because at that point, I'm...
Battery club.
That, to me, is getting dangerously close. Dangerously, yes.
My God, gay.
They're getting dangerously close to the solicitation.
Yes.
Right.
And I'm just, and at this point, I want to go back to my penny slot machines. Sure. I'm having fun. Get out of here. Please leave me. And
but
so
they laid a lot of time with you. That's a
they
good
laid
hour.
A lot of time. I don't know what they were going for, but I made it real clear. And she said, come on. This is the one time I got pissy. This is when I really.
Oh, no.
At this point, I wanted them to go away.
Sure. You wanted
and
to be
I
done
said,
with it.
I said, no, I can't leave here. Oh, come on. It's just a slot machine. I said, ladies, can I be honest with you? This is when Drunky McDrunkerson comes out. Ladies, can I be honest with you? It's not an accident that I'm sitting at this slot machine. And, like, on cue, she goes, oh, you're Las Vegas PD? I said, yeah. And then they took off.
Wow.
How about that?
That is great.
So, 5 seconds after they leave.
This is the second time they left.
They're gone. They're gone for good.
It's like a racetrack.
It is.
And so this lady comes up in back of me, like 5 minutes after they leave. And she goes, well... those people were finally gone. They looked like they were kind of harassing you. I said, yeah, a little bit, but it's okay.
Does she sound like that?
Yes. Okay. They look like it. And she's tiny, and she looks like maybe she could be Jesse Pinkman's mother.
Oh. Would you call
but I didn't. I wasn't
would you
even
call her
attention.
Grizzled?
I thought,
Heisenberg.
See, at the first 5 seconds, I thought this was just a casual observer that had seen that and was commiserating with me. She goes, yeah, looked like they were really hassling you. Oh, man, I know how that is. I said, yeah, it's true. Yeah, it's a hassle for me because I don't have enough money to get out of here and go to my apartment. I'm like, oh, my
God.
Is this ever going to end?
Oh, my goodness.
I think they do a nice job at these hotels controlling the environment, but I think with the nature of the way things are going, it's sad, man.
Yeah, but you
got a lot more.
But you were also
going
dressed young, like you looked young yesterday.
I didn't. I wasn't dressed like Florida.
No,
you didn't look like.
Because I kind of thought I was wearing a Florida outfit a little bit.
Yeah. No.
Wearing Florida on the brain.
No, 2 days ago,
yes.
You were dressed like Tom Likas. Yesterday was young Mike.
I've actually started to pay attention to what I'm wearing out here in Las Vegas.
Of course, and now the hookers will come unto you in spades.
I don't want them to come near me,
sure
Rob.
They do. Everybody loves a hooker.
Have any of you guys been approached? Well, don't answer that because we do have to take another break. When we come back, not only will we find out if the other boys have been approached by hookers, but we'll talk about the way Rob and Pony eat together.
Luck be a lady tonight.
Yeah. You know when you're in Las Vegas, Rob?
Yeah.
You kind of want this music to roll, if you know what I mean.
I feel you. Swing it, baby. Swing it.
I love this song. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. We're brought to you by LegalZoom.
Ah, Zoom.
There are two reasons why now is the perfect time to start your business. Reason number one, the economy is picking up, and the longer you wait, the longer you delay your potential for success. Reason number two, right now, you
when?
Can incorporate right now.
Thank you.
You can incorporate your business or form an LLC at LegalZoom.com for just $99. LegalZoom's online process guides you step by step, and you get total customer support. It could not be any easier. LegalZoom provides self-help services at your specific direction, and they can connect you to an attorney. But here's the good part. They are not a law firm.
Okay.
So you save a pile of money. All you have to do is go to MikeOmaraShow.com, click the LegalZoom banner. It's as easy as that. Don't wait on the sidelines while others are taking charge of their futures. Now is the best time to get in the game and launch your business. Don't put this off for incorporation, trademarks, patents, headphones, and more. Go to MikeOmaraShow.com and click the LegalZoom banner. Remember our website and click on LegalZoom. We thank you very much. Okay, I think, Oscar, you made reference to it. Maybe once or twice you've bumped into one of these ladies.
I would say about eight times.
Eight times you've seen the hookers?
Yes.
Wow.
And they come up, you know,
but
give
I
you
like
the full
harassing them.
You do.
Yeah,
well, if you go to like the Oscar is a big fan at the casino hotel of going to the center bar area.
Yeah, the one that's in the middle of the casino.
That's where he likes it, and that's where they kind of
do you
of
ever play the video
to.
Poker that's built into the bar?
No,
or do you just
no.
Hang
I
there?
Usually have a couple of drinks, and what happens is if you're at that bar, you're basically saying, "Come, someone, please come and keep me company."
Yeah.
Right? Play with me. Hang
please
out with
come
me.
Come play with me.
Yes.
Yeah, it's fun to harass the
so
hookers.
So when they show up, I say, "Look, I only got $20." And then we play what is basically the family feud
right.
of why and how. Like, what would you do for $20?
Right.
Oh, I'll tell you something. I wouldn't want to be anywhere near it, but I'd sure like to be a fly on the wall.
Yeah, that would
next
be
next time
fun.
You're playing that game, yeah, let me
because
know.
Because it's hilarious to me.
Record it on your Pebble.
Because they'll start at, I don't do anything for less than $1,000.
Oh,
right.
And I said, I don't do anything for more than $20.
And the truth lies somewhere in the middle. And
will you pay me?
And it's just a game, and to the point where, and I really stole this from my friend Michael, when you start telling them, it's almost kind of, you're kind of trying to mind F them in the long run.
Sure.
Well, you finally get to the point at the end of this negotiation where she somehow figures out that you're not going to be a part of it. I say, look, I got one final offer. How about you pay me, and I'll go with you.
And then they get mad.
They get mad, and they walk away.
How about a new closing? How about you say, you know what? I've really enjoyed talking to you, ma'am. I'm between jobs. Could you introduce me to your employer?
So that's what I do.
Hey, I have a question to ask.
Yeah.
Our friend who's got the camera here today.
Mark Ramsey.
Mark, are you able to talk about what you're doing? Or
no, Mike,
not?
He's because, mute.
You know, I just realized.
Please come up to the microphone.
Somehow in my head, I got it in the – Mark's doing a documentary here at the CES, and I got it into my head that that was a super secret, and then I realized, no, nobody told me that. So we'll put Mark on camera here. Not on camera, but on our show.
Microphone.
Mark is doing a documentary here at the CES, and Mark is from Texas.
Talk right into the mic.
Addison, Texas, and GeekBeat.tv. That's what you're from?
Yeah, I'm actually from Austin. I'm here supporting GeekBeat.tv over at the South Hall.
And are you doing some kind of documentary too? Or
yeah, I'm doing a documentary about podcasting. I'm traveling all over the country. I've been at the LA Podcast Festival. I've been over at New Media Expo talking with people, and I'm going to be traveling this summer doing on-location shots at people's homes where they're podcasting.
Yeah, you're welcome to do that with ours. Yeah, that's terrific.
Come on back.
Talk about the LA Podcast Festival, because I've never heard of that, and is that where a bunch of us geeks all get together?
Yeah, it was pretty great. It was more focused on a lot of the comedians who've gotten into podcasting.
Yeah, so many of them do that now.
Mark Maron was there, Aisha Tyler, a lot of folks like that.
Aisha's been on my show.
She's very, very, very hot.
Really, really funny and beautiful, too.
And she likes large white men.
Does she really? Yeah, she likes bears like you and me?
She's married to a huge bear. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Mike,
that's awesome,
I need to excuse myself at this very moment.
So, you getting a lot of good material here at the Consumer Electronics Show?
Yeah, it's been fantastic. The excitement and the electricity here and all the hookers. it's been a lot of fun so far.
I have to ask you this because I am petty, as has been established already on this very show. If you were going to categorize podcasts, and I don't know, success, entertainment value, where do you, you know, because I don't even know. People ask me all the time to describe what we do, and I'm still not that good at it. I know that we have advertising money coming in, and we're able to feed our families, and that's good enough for me right now. But the fact is, we're struggling, like everybody struggles. We, you know,
startups.
We're a startup, and we're still, you know,
a young company,
a long way away from where we want to be. How is this show perceived, and how far along are we, in your opinion, in the podcast universe, based on your observation of what we're doing here today?
Well, this show is probably one of the more popular shows out there that I've been able to tell. I've been a huge fan for years. Mm-hmm. Back from the Don and Mike days and
right.
that sort of thing. And when you guys are able to get on iTunes, get in the noteworthy section, that sort of thing.
Right.
That's a big deal. It really is.
Mm-hmm. I have a quick question, if you don't mind, guys.
Yeah, go ahead.
So this evolution of what is really on-demand radio.
Right.
You know, the term is podcasting, but it's on-demand radio.
Sure.
Right?
Exactly.
Not everybody can do it, because I've been on both sides, whether it's the media buying side and the talent side now, where you sit there and you say, okay, you can get on stage as a comedian, for example, and wow a crowd of 30,000 people, sell out a theater, but some comedians, most can, but some comedians can't.
Do you
totally
agree?
Different
do you think
animal.
Most can? I think most can't.
It's such a different animal.
It's a totally
I will say
different.
This.
I mean, you can riff. I've met comedians that just
well, I,
doing this.
By most can, I mean most can talk into a microphone.
Right.
True.
Right.
But most can't do a show.
Right.
Because it's not prepared material.
Right. It's kind of like if a director is asked to speak about a curved television set.
Like or like Marc Maron, right?
Yeah.
He can do this.
Correct.
And he's brilliant at
but
it.
But then you look at other comedians and you sit there and you wonder, if you can get on stage and kill, why can't you do this? Because it's not easy.
Well, I think it's a whole different animal. I mean, you have to prepare. A lot of comedians, they don't tend to prepare the way they should, that sort of thing. And maybe also the fact that they're feeding off of a crowd and that live audience, where here you have to be able to, you know, create in a situation.
On your own.
Yeah.
On your own.
And we have the luxury of talking to each other.
And when you say comedians don't prepare, they don't prepare outside of their material.
Right.
That's the thing, because they don't want to do that.
Exactly.
You know, that's just like, okay, hey, man, this is, I write this stuff. I work, you know, for 4 years. I try my stuff in my 5-minute, 15-minute sets. And, you know, I'm damned if I'm going to do that. I'm going to do what those did. Because there has always been a disconnect.
Sure.
Between comedians and disc jockeys or talk show hosts, you know, whichever you want to call us. I still call myself a DEJAY.
Right.
But the fact is, there's always been, even with friends of mine like Patton Oswalt, there's always been that little attitude that, you know, these are hacks. These are, you know, hey, it's 5 minutes after the hour.
Right.
We're going to check in right now. And they don't realize that this is a process, too. Even the jivest of jive DJs still has to get his ass out of bed at 3:30. And as you're right, the word you used, preparation,
yeah,
to not pull it out of your ass, right, and to come in here and do that. And that's why it's interesting when you say that, because I think that you know, Marc Maron's a good example,
yes,
of people that do that. But you know, so many stand-ups now, the podcast of today is what the sitcom of yesterday used,
yeah,
to be. At least that's the way I look at it.
Yeah, I agree.
When you listen to Marc Maron, and he also has the luxury of talking to somebody, so there's a back and,
yes,
forth. We
or,
have that here, too.
Absolutely. But again, it's I think there's an honesty factor as well. Because I used to listen to Marc Maron, and I continue to listen to him now, but when I listened to him, he was alone.
Right.
He was alone. He was sitting by himself. He was talking. And it was intimate. And to convey that intimacy is tough. And that's what we do here. That's what you do, Mike, when you open up about your personal life.
Sure.
When you open about our own lives here, when Pony cancels his subscription to Big O and it's
Reloaded. Let it go, man.
Like,
Let it go.
We really talk about that. But the intimacy is
there. And also, I think the thing that we are able to do when we are at our best, and I've learned a lot of this from Mike, is you have to have a feeling you imply the audience. You include the audience.
Oh,
they're
this
not
is
actually
the serious
there.
Business
no, but it's
comedy.
True, though.
I hate it when you go all Alan
But this
Alan
is true.
King.
This
I
is
know.
True.
But this is when you go Jerry.
Okay, I'll stop being Jerry.
I swear to God, this is when you go Jerry. And what I do...
But Maren does it.
Is, and the great ones have always said...
And you know what?
It's, you it's, know you want to have a suit and a cigarette in your
it's
hand.
It's there.
What I believe...
But it's also there in motion pictures. Is because, you know, what you're doing is you're presenting to an audience that isn't there, and you have to allow mentally for that, and that's what the better podcasts do. And Marc Maron is maybe the best at.
What is the great divide in your opinion?
Well, I think the difference between radio and podcasting, it's active and passive.
Precisely.
So when you have radio, it's on in the background, that sort of thing. With podcasts, you made a choice to listen to that show.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And when you make that choice to listen to that show, it's going to program your mind a little bit differently.
It's the same with our relationship with advertisers. And I don't mind pulling that curtain back when I get a message from somebody on Facebook that says, I go to your Amazon page. I did a document with LegalZoom. I support your advertisers. It makes it, it's incredible to me how involved our listeners get in the you know, in the actual business side of this show, and I love that relationship.
Yep.
And it's 10 times more active than it was on the radio, and it's much more enjoyable to do that show because I feel more, I've said this to people, I feel more than ever before that I am doing something for friends of mine.
Mm-hmm.
In my mind when I'm talking into the microphone, I feel right now that everybody that's listening to this right now is, you know, knows me, is a buddy of mine, you know, wants to be involved in this thing, and could be sitting here and know exactly, be nodding their head. Whereas on radio, it was, God, especially with program directors growing up in the 80s, make sure you're talking to that 28-year-old woman.
Yeah.
I remember those discussions with program directors, and it was a pain in the ass.
What is so funny is that what is makes podcasting great is what's actually killing radio. What you said, active and passive.
Yep.
Why do you think every city has a station that plays Christmas music for 6 weeks a year?
Right.
Because they know it's going to be on in the background.
Right.
And you
right.
don't have no value to something being on in the background. You need to right. seek an active participation.
And it's also the reason why this world of podcasting is I never want it to go away. I never want it to change. What I'm doing right now, could we get a few more bucks into the coffers? Of course.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Could we get the number one priority for this show? And I say this to anybody that wants to be word of mouth, you know, having you do a documentary about this. Get the word out. We don't go backwards, but I want to grow the show.
Audience.
Yeah. Talking to Oscar about it last night, want to grow the audience.
That's our number one priority.
I want hundreds of thousands a day. That's what I'm looking for, and that's what I'm excited about. But the intimacy of this... I never want this. I've never loved doing what I'm doing. I mean, it's just so much fun. It really is. And I think I asked you about the L.A. Festival for mm-hmm. podcasts because, you know, I was saying, how is that conclave? Is it like a DJ convention? What's it like?
It's an incredible community. There's a podcast pavilion where everybody sets up kind of like a radio row type
right,
thing.
Right.
And everyone talks with each other.
How is the vibe? Is it a friendly or is it a competitive vibe? Is there hatred?
It's not competitive at all. Everybody's
That's the beauty of this industry.
Sharing the ideas.
Helping
that they
each
have,
other.
Yeah.
Helping each other, letting people know about how to do live streaming. You know, all the other things that you can do along with podcasting.
Are there former DJs that come to this thing,
absolutely.
Too? Because that's just strange. I'm thinking about my own petty ass. And just when you say everybody's kind of friendly, I'd be like, here, look at those guys.
Phil Henry was there, you know?
Yeah, the legendary broadcaster,
absolutely.
Right? So your documentary, it's going to be where can people see it? And tell us about your, you know, where people can see your work.
You can go to the website, uncasters.com, and we're going to be... putting clips out there, that sort of thing, you know, to kind of let everybody know what's happening. I am, this summer, going to be driving around. And if you're a podcaster, you can go there and register and let me know what your show's about and that sort of thing. And I'd like to visit your city and talk to people.
Very good.
Absolutely.
All right, cool. Mark Ramsey, thanks for coming on the show.
Absolutely.
We appreciate it.
Woo!
Now, before we go to break here, because we do have to get news you may not need on the show, I really have to talk about my dinner with Pony and Rob.
Wasn't it great?
I got lonely again. I get lonely usually about 5, 6, 7 o'clock in the afternoon. You know, I'm all Vegased out. I've done all the stuff that's all about me. Went to my little Dillard's clothing store, sat at my penny slot machine.
Yes.
La, la, la. And, you know, we're on the road. I miss my family so terribly. I don't know. It's separation anxiety of having a five-month-old. I know that Carla's alone down in Florida, and I really want to get back to her. And I miss her, and she had a little stomach problem yesterday, had a stomach flu, and I just felt horrible. So that, and I think you guys agree, there's just something about this city. It's exciting. It's lots of fun, but, you know, I'm up to here with it.
Well, you know what?
I'm already up to here.
It's amazing. I don't think
you can stay for 2 months.
Yeah, 2 months. But how about 2 years?
Yeah, there you
but
go.
The thing is essentially we're here for 8 days.
Yeah.
And that's a really, really, really long weekend.
It's a long business
and
trip.
But it is, and it's tough to be away from my dog and kids.
It's very in that priority.
Rob said something to me about Carrie last night when he was blacked out drunk. That I never, because I know Rob loves the hardest in this room, right?
Right.
I've seen the man love his family like I've never seen another man love their family.
Right.
I love them.
But for some reason yesterday
he went to the dark side with Carrie.
He turned. Mm. He said she knows I'm having a great time and she can't handle it.
It's true. It's true.
Well, wouldn't we all probably be able to commiserate on that a little
bit? I don't know. I think all of your lovers are great. But really, really I had and Pony watched this whole thing go down. First I gave many, many, many chips back to the palazzo. I bought them and then handed them back.
Right.
And then I went and I sat down, not thinking of the time change. It was, you know, 8:30 at home. And I called, and Carrie laid into me of all the things that I haven't done today. And then I hung up.
What, you're supposed to do from a distance?
Well, she said, you didn't call the kids. I said, I did call the kids. She says, well, okay, but I called you and you didn't answer. I said, and you didn't leave a message, so where are we? And she said, well, are you having a good time? I said, I really, really was. And I hung up, and I think Matthew Bloom is going to bring up a photograph of the very moment right now, because I'm actually sitting at the base of those giant horses at the Palazzo Casino, and I turned to Pony, and I said, do you know what's happening right now?
That is the can we put that up as the show picture
absolutely,
today?
Absolutely.
That is the show picture.
My hair has never looked sparser.
That is the show picture.
Really what happened, and this is how I processed. I said, she knows that we're going to see the Beatles Love Show the day after tomorrow.
She'd like to be there.
And she's starting to ruin it for me now. Because it's not something that can be done with one. It's like knocking over a Coke machine.
Clearly.
You can't just push it over. You got to rock it a while. And so that's what she's up to.
So you are suffering through that.
It went a little better today.
He misses his kids and his dog.
Oh, the poor dog. So he's having a day of beauty today.
Carla had food poisoning yesterday morning and was so ill yesterday morning that she said to me, she said, I'm not sure I'm going to be able to handle this.
Oh, God.
Now, as soon as I hear that, I'm going, what are you talking about? I mean, you're going to have to come back home. And I was, that's how
that
bad it was.
So tough.
That was about 3 hours, during the show yesterday. I didn't tell you guys during the show. And then afterwards when I called, she answers the phone. She goes, hey, I'm about 100% better. And it was like, oh thank God for that. Because she's there. We don't, you know, we're down there on vacation. We haven't dug in down there
yet.
Hold on,
where are you?
In Florida. How you doing? Sorry you got that stomach problem. Maybe it's related to your diabetes. How are you? I'm Florida Mike O'Mara. Hello, everyone. My name's Florida Mike O'Mara. You know, a lot of people come down here during the season, but I'm here to tell you it's a great place to be. Because you know what? It seems like you stop time when you come into South Florida because you won't get any older and you won't ever die.
Did Carla sneak next door and break into that pool? Is that why she feels better?
Yes.
With the pods?
She actually
swimming
jumped
with
in with
the pods.
Pods.
Yeah. A lot of people don't know that's why we actually call this a podcast.
I don't know.
It's because we go swimming in the pool.
I don't know what you got in that pool, but it's sure helping my friend.
Hey, I'm swimming with Brian Dennehy,
that's
and I
right.
feel great.
I was with a friend of mine last night. We were at the old ballroom, and he was really breakdancing. He was cutting a rug. He might want to say why he was doing that. Why did you feel so good? I'm in the mood for love simply because I've got one.
Pardon me.
So, anyway, eating with Pony. Pony and Rob both ordered dinner. I had a little veal dish. Rob had a spaghetti dish with like cheese on it.
Yeah, it was the carbonara sauce. Yeah,
and Pony had like a ziti type of thing.
Yeah, it was delicious.
And Sunday gravy.
Yeah, yeah, that's it.
Rob ordered like 9 rolls, ate them all, and cleaned his plate, and then ate some of Pony's food. I cleaned my plate, ate some of Pony's food. Pony barely touched his martini and left like 3/4 of his entree behind.
Really?
And then
he doesn't eat.
Do you have no appetite?
It's not that I don't have an appetite. I just can't eat much in one sitting. Oh.
Because look at him.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's scary.
It was weird. I want, you know, I'm sure.
How much do you weigh?
About 135.
Oh, my God.
You'd be the hottest chick ever.
I hate this statistic. I am so much of my life his height, half his weight. His weight is half of mine.
What was that?
I'm saying that we're the same height and he is half my weight.
Half of your weight. Yeah. Well, you know, that's not going to change out here in Las Vegas.
Tell me about it. I saw him folding his shirt in our hotel room
Rob
today.
Rob Spiewak can enjoy
comical.
A meal. Rob Spiewak
comically
can,
small
when
shirt.
Rob's really enjoying a meal, I hate it when Rob goes on a diet. Because when he's enjoying a meal, it is bliss
fun to
watch.
Fun to watch.
Oh, it's absolutely
nine
fun
rolls.
To watch. Yeah.
And that's not exaggerated.
Yeah. 4?
No, it's 2.
It was 4.
It was 2.
It was 4.
Might have finished Pony's 2.5.
There we go. We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need.
Hold on. Sorry, I meant to play this.
News you may not need on
There's
the Mike
O'Meara bread
show.
All over the computer.
Coming up next, everybody. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Hey, everybody. I want to mention we're going to be doing a big meet and greet Friday night in Las Vegas. We're going to be at the Paradise Cantina.
Oh, I have new music for this.
Oh, we have music. Welcome to the Paradise Cantina. That's right. Starting at 6 p.m. Las Vegas local time, we invite you and yours and anybody that's a fan in a roundabout way of the Mike O'Meara Show to join us. Just off the strip, the Paradise Cantina.
It's on Paradise Road, isn't it?
It's Paradise Road right here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Oscar will be there, so will Rob and Mike O'Meara, along with Pony and his Sugar Glider review.
You know, Mike, I phoned ahead to the Paradise Cafe, and I make you this promise. The parking is free.
That's right. Now, listen, the boys are going to be there from 6 to 8. Sometimes they stay, sometimes they don't. They're all flying out on Saturday, so I got about a 80% chance they're going to stick around for a while.
Sure.
But don't be late. We want people to be there at 6 o'clock. If you want to get there at 5... it wouldn't hurt.
Yeah, well, so what's wrong with that?
So give it a try. It's
Stop by so it shouldn't be a total.
Please do. We'd love to see you there. So that's this Friday, 6 to 8, Paradise Canteen on Paradise Road in Las Vegas, Nevada. We're going to be there for a meet and greet for the Mike O'Meara Show. And all you Las Vegas people that, man, you know, they seem very vocal.
A lot of people
say, when are you doing something in Las Vegas? We're looking for a big turnout
for
you.
Come on, everybody. See you there, Jolene.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to the show. This segment of our program is brought to you by my favorite bed in the whole wide world, my Sleep Number bed. I love my Sleep Number. You see, my Sleep Number setting is 70. Carlos, believe it or not, is 80.
Yes.
Problem solved. We both sleep like babies in perfect comfort. You should go out and get yourself a Sleep Number. I had such a great experience at the Sleep Number store. And then I've told this story, and I'm not saying this because I'm doing a radio commercial. I am saying this because it did change my life. When I got this mattress, I've been through all of them, and I mean all of them. And this is a mattress that changed my life. Each side of the Sleep Number bed adjusts to your ideal level of comfort and support. That technology has saved my back. I don't think I'd be walking straight if I didn't have it. When I bought it in the store, the sales pros were great. Plus, the home delivery and setup could not have been easier. They took the old bed out.
The
no
takeaway,
fuss, no muss.
The takeaway is the best.
And you know what? You really... You seem to have sometimes a hard time with that in this day and age, where they really just get out with the old and they you don't hassle with it.
It's so great.
They do it at Sleep Number, and I love my Sleep Number bed. You will too. It's a new year. Sleep better right now at Sleep Number. The lowest prices of the season. Save up to $800 on their newest innovation beds, plus 18-month financing on all beds with approved credit. Sale ends soon. See store for details. Find your Sleep Number setting today at any of the 425 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. That number again is 800-511-0061. And don't forget to tell them that Mike O'Meara sent you.
From around the globe, across the nation, looking through your neighbor's window, The Mike O'Meara Show now presents News You May Not Need, a comprehensive look at the stories you may or may not be talking about during your daily activity. And now, News You May Not Need.
Hey, everybody, what's your favorite flavor of Gatorade?
I like purple.
I like Arctic Blast. Oh, I'm sorry. No, that's the news you may not need.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
An Arctic Blast eased its grip on much of the U.S. on Wednesday. Winds are calming down and the weather is warming slightly. That's a day after record temps. Some more than a century old shattered up and down the eastern seaboard. Oh. In
Rats
Hotlanta,
on the west side.
You know, I'm not calling it Hotlanta anymore. In Atlanta, where a record low of 6 degrees hit early Tuesday, fountains froze over. Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Trip, are you okay?
Oh, my God.
Trip, how's your fountain?
Well, look at this here. Look at this here now.
That duck.
Man.
The duck can't even move.
Well, the Peabody ducks, they got their little feet or what, those web things. What do they call them?
Flippers?
Their flippers are frozen in the lake.
Sadly, under a bad night, my tongue got stuck to the julep cup.
Oh, that's just ridiculous,
Hadabar.
We Southerners had to dig out our winter coats, hats, and gloves. They most never have to use.
Right.
It shouldn't take too long to thaw out, though. The forecast for Wednesday, that's today, 42 degrees with plenty of sunshine.
Well, God bless you.
Hebadar had a people about duck hair ball.
Popular soap opera actress and former Miss Venezuela, 29-year-old Monica Spear, surely could have afforded to vacation elsewhere. Yet she and her ex-husband, who worked in the travel industry, spent New Year's in the mountains of western Venezuela with their 5-year-old. And then they visited the plains of, I think it's Apure, A-P-U-R-E.
Apure.
Apure State. On their return by car to Caracas, Spear and Thomas Henry Berry, a 39-year-old British citizen, became the latest symbols of the rampant, violent crime that is afflicting this oil-rich nation.
Oh, I always, that is horrible.
Whenever we deal with South America, because you're Bolivian, I always kind of go to you because you do pay a little more attention than anybody else.
I have to.
Problem throughout the continent, or is this specifically Venezuela? That's I know they've got tough economic times.
No, so. I would imagine. Look, most of these countries are third-world countries.
Right.
And I know that term is kind of a cliche, but there's a lot of people that just really live in poverty there.
It's sad. Robbers shot and killed the two of them and wounded their daughter on an isolated stretch of highway when they tried to foil the assault by locking themselves inside the car.
That's
I can't
tragic.
Not think of anything more horrible. It's very sad. That's why we mention it here. But be aware, if you're traveling down to South America, you're traveling abroad, you have to be aware of that.
Well, to be fair to South America, there are nice parts, but that could also happen here.
Yeah,
carjackings.
It could. Yep, absolutely.
You know, come on.
And as the disparity between the haves and the have-nots gets greater and greater, you're going to hear more crap like this, unfortunately. The Obama administration is issuing new recommendations on classroom discipline that seek to end the apparent disparities in how students of different races are punished for violating school rules.
Really?
Do you know anything about this?
I haven't
this?
Heard anything about this.
Civil rights advocates have long said that a school-to-prison pipeline stems from overly zealous school discipline policies targeting black and Hispanic students that bring them out of school and into the court system. Attorney General Eric Holder said the problem often stems from well-intentioned zero-tolerance policies that too often inject the criminal justice system into the resolution of problems. So it's heavy-handed
That's
in,
tough.
Like, the inner-city schools.
And the zero tolerance, I mean, it sounds good on paper, but there's always a story, there's always an exception, and I question zero tolerance because if you really stick to it, someone's going to get shafted.
Absolutely.
Eventually.
Zero tolerance became popular in the 90s. They often spell out uniform and swift punishment for offenses such as truancy, smoking, carrying a weapon. Violators can lose classroom time or be saddled with a criminal record. So I guess they're going to try to lighten up on it?
I think lightening up would not be the move. The move is to look at each case individually.
By case.
Yeah, and make sure whatever punishment happens fits the crime.
Hope so.
I like the old red pencil.
Yeah.
Right on the knuckles.
Yeah, that's right. But we did Oscar last night.
Space thriller Gravity, unflinching slavery saga 12 Years a Slave, and crime caper American Hustle gained awards season momentum Wednesday with stacks of nominations for the British Academy of Film Awards, Britain's equivalent of the Oscars. Gravity received 11 nominations, actually nominations in 11 categories, including Best Picture and Lead Actress for Sandra Bullock. 12 Years had 10 nominations, including Chiwetel Ejiofor, supporting performers Lupita Nyong'o, and I hope I have that name right, and Michael Fassbender, and director Steve McQueen. That movie, if you haven't seen it, it's out on pay-per-view now. Check out 12 Years a Slave. Absolutely incredible.
And as always, the British Academy Awards, hosted by Dame Edna.
Hello, possums! Yes, I'm so glad to see Michael Fassbender. Ryan Seacrest is still king of New Year's Eve. And we saw a celebrity sighting It's a, you know, that's how heavy she is. We didn't even mention her during the show.
That's right.
Kathy Griffin.
Oh, because we thought about singing to her.
Yeah. Rob and I learned a song last night.
Yeah, hold on.
Do you remember it?
Yeah.
I hope
Counting
I
flowers on the wall. That don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with a deck of 51. And smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Oh, don't tell me there's nothing to do.
Thank you very much. Ryan Seacrest is still king, not Kathy Griffin,
gentlemen.
Who we saw at the Intel Suite last night. ABC devoted its entire primetime schedule last Tuesday to his New Year's Rockin' Eve during the 10 p.m. hour.
It's Dick Clark's, not his.
It's right. Seacrest's show averaged a 12.2 million viewership, according to the Nielsen Company. Who cares? Ryan Seacrest.
Good for him.
Great broadcast.
You're going to have to bleep out that bad word. Anyway.
Did you say something bad?
Yes, I did. I'm sorry. And now a little something something.
Thank you.
A naked Australian man who became stuck in a washing machine.
What?
As part
of... You know, you really could stop there.
Hey, lady. Hey, get on me. Hey. I'm going to go down to the local laundry mat. I'm going to go to the laundry mat and get into the washing machine.
Crikey, there's a problem with the agitator.
There we go.
A naked Australian man who became stuck in a washing machine as part of an ill-planned practical joke was freed from the appliance with the help of an unusual rescue device.
Mm.
EVOO.
Hey.
Olive oil.
Delicious.
The 20-year-old man identified as Lawrence.
Oh, boo.
Told Australia's Fairfax Radio. That's an interesting name for it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Welcome to Fairfax Radio.
It's a 10-800, isn't it?
He told him that he was on his way to take a shower on Saturday when he decided to climb into the top loader to have a bit of fun.
You dummy. You Australian dummy.
I like that Australian beer. It's got more alcohol content than our beer, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, he's on the way and decided to have a little fun. The fun quickly evaporated, however, when he realized he couldn't budge. He called out for his friend.
Scary.
His friend had to call the police. They responded to the scene along with firefighters, paramedics, and a search and rescue squad.
Good use
to get the guy out of that.
Good use of all the people on staff.
So they got him out. Everybody was fine, and they all celebrated by freeing Lawrence and sitting around and enjoying a nice Caesar salad. Some reason I had to make a salad joke there. We'll take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault with Rob Spiewak. We are live from the 2014 International CES in the legendary Las Vegas Convention Center. We'll be right back, everybody.
The best things in life are free.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This segment of our program is brought to you by the place that I get my new German Maestro headphones.
That's right.
Amazon.
You are the German Maestro from now on. That's
incidentally,
you.
Who's doing the follow-up? I will not. Because I think we now need, I need an agent.
Not it.
I need a representative.
Pony, have fun. You freed up all that time that you're not listening to the Big O and Duke Show.
It's not a pony job. It's a job for the two guys to my right. And it's
me and Mark Ramsey.
That guy.
No.
Let me tell you.
No.
Yeah, you're the slick guy.
No. I already went and bought headphones once this month with Mike.
Don't make those hungover eyes at me.
Please.
Of course.
Pretty please.
I knew it was.
I'll buy you lunch.
Mike, it was done before the guy left here. I knew I was going to have to do it.
Amazon says it's a brand new year and a great time to make some changes in your life, but one thing you must not change.
You must not.
Please continue to go through our Amazon link for all your 2014 shopping. The portal is the best way to support the show. You know that. Amazon. Remember, click Amazon at MikeOmeraShow.com and don't be afraid to bookmark it. Here's to a great 2014 and cheers. And without further ado, let's get to the Audio Vault for today. This is Wednesday, Jan 8, 2014, Rob Spiewak.
Oh, Dennis Rodman. Did you see this tape of him?
I haven't seen it.
I'm so over this. I'm so over this whole story with him bringing his idiot buddies over.
So he
there
took
too.
His basketball-playing friends over to it's North Korea, right?
Yes.
The bad guys.
Right.
And they interviewed him on CNN. Chris Cuomo talked to him. And they were talking about Bay? The prisoner.
Michael Bay?
Michael Bay, the prisoner in there. And he started defending Michael Bay. Rodman did, not defending Michael Bay, but defending Korea.
What, the director?
No. The man who is a prisoner of a political prisoner over there.
Oh, I don't know who you're talking about.
Lawrence Bay. Is it Lawrence Bay?
I don't know.
I'll find
it for
you.
Certainly not Michael Bay.
All I know is Dennis Rodman took a big team of, his little version of the Dream Team to play an exhibition basketball game. Yes.
And they're over there in Korea. They're talking to CNN. They're talking to CNN, and they ask him about this prisoner that's being held there against his will. The man is in ill health.
Let me stop you there, because what this is every time Dennis Rodman gets all this publicity by going to North Korea, they throw the human rights violations
exactly
at him and say this regime has people in prison.
Why do you keep going over there?
Imprisoned its own people, yes. Executed its own people, and it's very, very tough, and Dennis never wants to have any of it.
No, this is a wonderful rant, and I look forward to watching you try to understand what he's saying.
Are you going to take an opportunity, if you get it, to speak up for the family of Kenneth Bay and
Kenneth
to say,
Bay.
Let us know why this man is being held, that this is wrong, that he is sick. If you can help Dennis, will you take the opportunity?
Watch this. Kenneth Bay did one thing. If you understand what Kenneth Bay did,
yeah?
Do you understand what he did?
What did he do? You
in
tell
this
me.
Country.
You tell me. What did he do?
No. You tell me. You tell me. Why is he held captive?
They haven't released any
country?
Charges. They haven't
why?
Released. They haven't released any reason.
Let me do this. I would love to speak on this.
Go ahead.
Got 10 guys. All these guys here. Do anyone understand that?
We do, and we appreciate that, and we wish them
what?
Well.
What? Good job, Chris, soldiering through, though.
I'm the same. No, I don't give a shit. What the hell you think. I'm saying to you, look at these guys here. Look at them.
Yeah, but Dennis, don't put it on them. Don't use them as an excuse for the behavior that you're putting on yourself.
They came here.
You just basically were saying that Kenneth Bay did something wrong. We don't even know what the charges are.
Wow.
So there's that.
Chris Cuomo, rock and roll, baby. Yeah. I got to see that video.
It's great.
That is really true. And you know what? Keep the pedal on.
Yes.
Keep the heat on
up.
The guy. I don't care that
subject.
Dennis. I don't care that Dennis Rodman is an idiot. It doesn't matter. He's not a circus clown. He's still going over there, and he's still, in his own dumb way, giving legitimacy to that regime. And
do
I
you
think
like when Chris Cuomo is asking questions and Dennis is just sort of growling?
You just hear him going. Don't.
Here's Dennis Rodman commenting on what it's like to come back to America after being over there.
I'm gonna tell you one thing. People around the world, your guy behind the mic right now, we are the guys here doing one thing. We have to go back to America and take the abuse. Do you have to take the abuse? Well, we're going to take. Let me know. Are you going to take the abuse? We're going to get. But guess what, though? One day, this door is going to open.
What?
He's not making any sense.
Is he hammered?
He
probably.
He's got a drinking problem. Right, I watched The Celebrity Apprentice. He does have a drinking problem.
Let us move
but
forward.
But incidentally, we all do.
Yes, of course. Well,
sadly.
No problem at all. I want to move forward to musicians that are doing well.
Yes.
And musicians that are not doing as
okay.
well. Okay. Doing well, Sting. Now, when Puff Daddy released this song.
In the future, can't wait to see.
And it has that police riff sampled in it. He did not credit the police. And so Sting sued him. And because of downloads and royalties, Sting realizes, guess how much money?
Ooh. Oh, is this new?
Yeah.
I would say, I remember when this came out. This is right after Biggie Smalls died, right?
Right.
Notorious B.I.G.
To this day,
I would say more than $10 million.
Well, he realizes, Sting, about $2,000. A day.
Oh my God.
Based on one song. Now here's the thing that makes it so great.
Smash it.
The song that he samples, Every Breath You Take, is credited to Sting as a composer.
Right.
But Sting is not on the record that is sampled. It's Andy Summers' guitar. But Andy Summers is not listed as a composer on Every Breath You
but
Take.
But that's okay.
It's not because Andy Summers doesn't get any money, and Sting gets $2,000 a day for something he didn't do.
But he wrote the melody.
He did, but it's not his guitar.
I know, but he wrote the melody. It doesn't matter. If you
explain that to Andy Summers,
no,
that it's okay.
No, but that's it. You go to a tribute band, and they're playing a Lennon and McCartney song. Lennon and McCartney get the money.
I suppose.
That's the way that works.
I think Andy Summers should. I think he should, because that's his riff.
If Andy Summers comes. No, it's not his riff. You see my point? What I'm saying is, if Andy Summers was sitting
sound.
There, but if he was sitting there with Sting,
yes,
and they, but it sounds to me like Sting, I'd love to know the process, and I'd love to ask Sting that question.
I will look into it, because I think what happened is when they wrote it, Andy Summers just said, yeah, you can have it.
Right.
But he probably wishes he had it back.
I'd love
now.
To know how much Sting had to do with the melody, because, you know, sometimes when those guys are composing,
yeah.
you know, they're in the back of a hotel room and they're
right.
sitting there.
Or on a tour bus.
You know, what about this? How does that sound?
Yeah. So things are going well for Sting.
Yes.
$2,000 a day he's getting.
That's amazing.
Things not going as well for legendary Beatle Ringo Starr, whose most recent project is a song featured in the Powerpuff Girls. Oh, Ringo, let's hear your most recent project.
Wish I was a Powerpuff Girl.
Ringo. Ringo.
Sadly,
I thought he couldn't do any worse than we had the wine cooler out.
No, that's pretty bad.
Jesus.
So there is Sting and there is Ringo, and somewhere in the middle lies the Audio Vault. That is your Magic Audio
Woo!
Vault, Mike. Have a great day.
Thank you very much. We want to thank you for joining us here at the International CES for 2014 at the Las Vegas Convention Center. We hope you have a fabulous day. We are broadcasting here all week, and don't forget our meet and greet right here in Las Vegas. Hey, get a plane. Fly in.
Paradise
right?
Cafe.
Yeah, go to the Paradise Cafe. We'll be there on Friday. Have a great day. We will be back tomorrow with a brand new show. Thanks for listening, and if you have any questions about all of our bonus content, we know you're getting it for us, and we appreciate that. Ponyboy at MikeOmeraShow.com. So long. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Ciao, ciao.
Visit LegalZoom.com to save on your legal needs, like wills for $69, LLCs for $99, plus filing fees, and also get access to a network of legal plan attorneys for guidance. LegalZoom is not a law firm, but provides self-help services at your specific direction. Enter discount code TMOS for more savings at LegalZoom. That's discount code TMOS.
This broadcast made possible by Encore Insurance Services, LLC. Please visit them at smartterm.com. This is Dude Walker speaking.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.